Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Vibing with the Koyas. My name is Sequoia, I'm your host, aka Kid Hypey, aka Oh She Go. It's Wednesday, and I got my co-host, LaKoya,
aka Cricket.
Man, I better get that cricket sound for you.
Let's go fuck him up.
Oh, man.
We're gonna aka any cricket sound.
We are on episode 9. Congratulations to us. We are almost at 10. And I feel like at 10 we need to do something. That'll be your birthday episode too.
Yeah. About that.
No. Won't it be your birthday episode?
I think so. Yeah.
Or is yours 11?
I think mine might be 11.
I don't know. Either way, for 10 we need to do something big. Cheers, my friend. That was the weakest clear ever. That's a little better. Grab your drinks, grab your fruit, your snacks, grab your marijuana. Truly, holla at us.
You crazy. Come on.
We just watched the Super Bowl. I don't want to talk about it. But we done made this whole plan to talk about it.
Because you got disappointed.
I was excited to talk about it. Now I'm just pissed.
You thought it was going to be a 3?
We were trying to make history, man.
I understand.
We were supposed to make history. We didn't make history. We just made me mad. I'm not even
I just want y'all to know, before the fourth quarter even started, she turned the TV off on us.
What we need to watch it for, we know who won. They're coming back from that. In the fourth quarter and you're down that big of a score, big of a deficit, and you're down, and you think I'm gonna just keep watching it?
Yes.
I already saw what I came here for. I came here for the commercials and I came here for Kendrick. I'm not a fan of either team. Go Steelers.
True. Very true. But we did make a bet, or we started to make a bet, and she was so happy we didn't go through with it because she definitely lost.
Thankfully, because I'm not trying to pay nobody right now or do a dare or whatever you would have come up with, knowing your ass. Run down the street naked or something. Oh, bitch, it's cold. I don't do that. We ain't in our 20s no more, okay?
Yeah, well, it's a dare.
I love how I'm drinking out of a can and the cup. Over here confusing my damn self.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on the... okay, first of all, let's start off with the conspiracies of how it's all scripted and all that, right?
Okay, so I did make up a comment when I was laying on the couch. I turned over and I looked at her and I was like, did they pre-make these shirts for both teams prior to the win? And she was like, supposedly. And she just threw me off, like, how do you know they was going to win?
I've wondered
that. You already had the shirt made.
I've wondered that.
Like, do they make it for both teams? I never got an answer for that. Do you think I've been looking?
Somebody let us know in the comments. Do they make the shirt for
both teams,
or do you think that they already have their winner selected?
Exactly. Like, this is who's going to win, so make the shirts for them.
I think they just have them. I think, like, maybe they could probably have a little shop in the back, too.
That are making them, like, immediately.
Because they go to the players. They're not coming to us, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, there's 32 players on that team or whatever.
32 shirts.
32 shirts, and you just have them in gray, no matter who wins, press them out. By the fourth quarter, midway, you already know who it is, and there's somebody just back there just pumping them out real quick. Could be that. You never know.
Well, what about those ones where it's super close? You'd have no idea until the very end if they didn't win in a double OT. How do they end up with the shirts for them that quick?
That hasn't happened in the Super Bowl.
It could.
One day. But I guess we'll never know because we didn't make history tonight either.
All right, so she's upset about how it all planned out.
That's what I was getting to, right? So one of the people said that it was scripted. He's like, I have the script. This is how it's going to go. And basically, the way he said it was that they're going to do the coin toss. The Chiefs are going to win. They're going to defer. And then Philadelphia will get the ball first. He also predicted that after Philly gets the ball, they'll take the lead. For the first half, second half, Chiefs will come back, whoop some ass, make history, right? Apparently, the Chiefs didn't get the rest of the script. They only got the first part of it. because I shit you not, coin toss, Chiefs get the ball. They win the coin toss. They defer. Philly gets the ball. They score. They win. So, is it scripted? I don't fucking know anymore. I don't know. I guess the other part is Kelsey's supposed to retire in a few weeks and then propose to Taylor Swift. So, I mean, pending that result, we will definitely come back with that. Because if Kelsey retires, I don't know. I might hang it up on the football.
Really? You ain't even a fan of that team.
I like Kelsey, though.
Okay, and?
I like Kelsey. Because then it'll be too scripted, and then it'll take the fun out of it. It's like...
Like wrestling?
Yeah. Girl, when we was in Vegas, I seen they had a live, I want to say it was a WWE match in the middle of Fremont Street. They were filming it. That had to have been the fakest shit I had ever seen. At one point, you just see the lady, because it was two women wrestling. You just see the lady motion to the other girl to start running towards her. She literally flicked her hands and was like, come on, run. And then she like clotheslined her from a mile away. And then the girl falls. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm not paying to go over there. Because you could pay to get, like, up close. And that way you'd be right around the ring. Nah.
Not for that.
I was like, no. I was like, I saw this bad acting. And I was 50 feet away. Okay. Did nobody else catch that? Y'all didn't catch that? Come on now.
Yeah, you can catch it when you're watching it, too. But when I was younger, it was shit. I was never into wrestling.
It just wasn't for me. But... You know, speaking of the historical moments of trying to make the three-peat, technically only one team has ever done it, but it's unofficial because the Super Bowl, the first ever Super Bowl wasn't until 1967, but the Packers won the Super Bowl in 67, 66, and 65. So...
Technically,
they have it, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how do you feel about the game? I mean, you got your outcome that you wanted, so.
I did. I told them it for the Eagles, and they did not disappoint. So, I'm okay with it, but let's talk about the halftime show.
You want to talk about the halftime show?
Yes, because you didn't think he was going to do the song. And I'm like, yes, he is. He's so petty. Yes, he is. And you're like, no, he's not. And then toward the end, you're like, he's going to tease you guys. He's not actually going to do it.
I didn't think so. I did not
see that. And I was like, she's like, well, he's not going to say that part. And then he looks at the camera and goes, hey, Drake. I was done. I was like, oh, I told you he was going to do it. It was the crowd.
The crowd was with it. Like, as soon as he started rapping, the crowd started going crazy. Because the crowd was with him at first, and then that song dropped, and the crowd just went. Like, the whole stadium
was lit
up.
It's like they were waiting on it.
It was like the anticipation.
Like, are you going to do it? And he did it. And that was funny. That was funny. The hey, Drake. They say he like young. I was like, oh, and he did the whole part. And then it was Serena crib walking. I was like, oh.
Listen. I was feeling it. I felt the home, though, for the little dude in the dreads. With the dreads and the gold. He put on every piece of gold jewelry that man had. You know he was from Oakland. That motherfucker was like, this is my moment. He was going dumb.
I'm finna be on that stage.
He was going dumb. He had the dreads swinging. You just know he was ready. He's like, I've been going dumb since 2005.
This is my moment
right now. So shout out to that young man. Because that was nice to see. It was just a genuine nice performance. SZA was looking delicious. Per usual.
Yes. She looks so beautiful.
I didn't know SZA had all the ass. I must have missed something. The hair had me distracted. So I don't think I made it that far down, I guess.
Now you will.
Will I?
Yeah. But as far as the performances, or performance, it was alright. It was not one of the best, in my opinion. I was literally only waiting for him to do that song.
It wasn't the best performance, but the pettiness.
The pettiness was notch. Top tier. It was up there. That was top tier pettiness.
Top tier. That's one of those moments where you're like, I'm never letting this go. That motherfucker gonna be on his deathbed when he's 99 years old. Going to he gonna be like, A minor. Speaking of Super Bowl performances, though, historically, Ella Fitzgerald was the first African-American person to perform at the Super Bowl. But Michael Jackson had the best all-time Super Bowl performance.
He actually set the stage for, like, extravagant performances.
Now, he had the best all-time. Best all time.
First of all, that man stood there.
2 minutes. What was it? 2 minutes and like 40 seconds?
Yes, almost 3 minutes and said and done nothing. He did nothing.
Stood there.
And just the crowd was like going absolutely psychotic. They
women
went crazy.
Fainting.
He took off his glasses. It was over. They were like, oh my God. I was like, he ain't even did nothing yet.
He ain't do nothing but come out.
That foot kick came out.
He came, popped out the stage, stood there, and women
just lost it. Lost it. Like, I don't think anybody ever has topped that since.
I don't think anybody can.
No.
Maybe if they got Chris Brown at Super Bowl, I could see that.
I don't know. I still don't know. Ain't nobody topping that 3 minute pose.
Chris Brown puts on a hell of a show, though.
He does. But I don't see him just standing still and everybody fainting and crying like Mike. Not the way them women work.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. If that ever happens.
Because even Beyonce did a Super Bowl performance and it was very lackluster. I remember because we watched that shit together. Both of us were mad as shit.
I was like, okay.
All I wanted her to do was one thing and one thing only. Bring Destiny's Child out.
And you were disappointed?
Very much so.
Yeah, but this was actually the highest rating one, too. It was the highest rated halftime show with reported 1,333.4 million. I was like, is that right? Yes, that was a lot. And then American viewers. And then in the tri-state, it delivered to your inbox. This was great. That's a lot of people. I wonder how many this views got because everybody was anticipating that.
You know, we'll have to look that up and see. We'll let y'all know in the next episode. So that way we can know.
To see, like...
I mean, unless you want to Google it right now.
You should.
We can. While she Googles that, we could talk about some historical football players. We have Doug Williams. He was the first black quarterback to start in and win Super Bowl in 1988. He led the Washington, they were the Redskins then, but they're the Commanders now, to a victory over the Denver Broncos. There's Steve McNair, who played for the Titans for 13 years and led them to Super Bowl 38. And then McNair was 1 yard short of becoming the second black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Colin Kaepernick, which is a very, I guess you could say, taboo person.
Controversial?
Mm-hmm. Controversial. He played for the San Francisco 49ers and led them to the Super Bowl. Colin Kaepernick also set an NFL record for the most rushing yards by a quarterback in a single game. So that's just a little fact. There's not, I mean, I guess we can now add Mr. MVP Jalen Hurts to that list of historical black quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. Congratulations to him. Still fuck the Eagles. I'm still salty. I'm going to take a shot while she tells y'all how many people saw Kendrick perform tonight.
Okay, so this is just a prediction. We'll expect it to draw. So they don't have the exact, and this was just an hour ago. So 120 million viewers. And then there were 73,208 fans.
120 million viewers?
Yes. 120 million viewers. And then,
the Sorry about that. My dogs are psychotic. Just enjoy that. It was a father-son attack, by the way. But now that we can get back to it, LaKoya, continue.
Where was I? At the 73,208 people that went to actually see it.
That was how many people were in attendance?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. And it looks like their attendance was, yeah. And that was the full capacity of the arena.
I was just going to say, was it sold out then?
Yes, it was.
That was big money up in there that day. That day.
And it turned in, there were 76,000 people who will be able to experience the game in person. That's wild. There's two different ones.
Wow.
So it's still a lot. That's a lot of people.
I think the Super Bowl is supposed to be in San Francisco next year, if I'm not mistaken. We should try and go. I don't care who's playing. We should go.
It's a lot of people.
Fuck, man, that's right. You can't take crowds and shit. You ain't got some headphones you can put on, silence the noise.
But how are you going to remove all the people?
We'll get you a bubble suit.
Oh, my God. I've been looking for a bubble suit.
We'll get you a bubble suit. Or we could just put, like, tinfoil on your head, and that just make people not come near you. It's a suggestion.
Whatever.
But I think we should try and go. You don't think we should try and go?
You could try to go.
But
and then video call.
All right, you know what I'll do? I'll take your husband.
Yes.
All right, but you got to watch mine.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how it works. He's not going to sit through a whole football game. That man barely sat. Matter of fact, I don't even know how much. I think maybe 15 minutes of the whole game he watched. He sat next to me. The TV was on.
Yeah, but he was playing,
Call of Duty all the whole time. Oh, man.
But that
I'm still upset. These people, I just needed just a three-peat. I just wanted to see history made. You know, now we have to wait for Jalen Hurts to come back to the Super Bowl next year, win it, and then the following year come back. I'm going to be almost 40 by the time this shit happens now.
Okay.
I wanted to see it today.
Well, you didn't.
I sure the hell didn't. I don't know who showed up, but that wasn't Mahomes, nor was that motherfucking Travis. I don't know who fought. The only person who fucking played decent was Juju. That was it. And he's a fucking former Steeler fan, so yay for that freaking celebration. But come on, man.
You gotta take your wins where you can get them.
I take my wins where I can get them. I don't like losing. That's the problem.
You didn't lose, though. I mean, you did.
Feel like I lost. I lost to you. I still feel like I lost.
Yeah.
I'm upset. Y'all didn't see me throw my jersey.
She changed jersey, y'all.
I got on a Sharks jersey now. It's hockey season now.
By the toward the end of the fourth quarter, I see her walk out of the living room. I'm like, oh, she's such a sore fucking loser. So then, by the time I turned back around, she came out with the damn hockey jersey. I was like, did you just change?
Let's go Sharks.
I was like, bruh, you that hurt? You changed jerseys before the game was over.
I was getting hot in that motherfucker, too. I was getting mad. No.
I was watching you sit there, and she was just like... I was like, I know you said you didn't want a blowout, but...
Halftime.
Not only did you lose by who was going to win, but you even lost by the amount.
Fucking 22-40. At least at the end, they started to come back. But I'm like, the way they played at the end is like, why didn't you play like
why didn't you play this in the beginning?
How many times did Mahomes get sacked? I think like 5 times.
Oh, like, where was the game?
I don't think Mahomes got sacked that many times the whole damn season. So, where was the fucking offense? Where's the O-line?
I'm telling you, they did not show up to work.
They was in New Orleans. They partied too damn hard. That's what happened.
It looks like they looked so tired on the field. They looked hella tired.
It's because the Eagles came. Hey, listen, Alicia, she texted me. She's like, Mahomes and them better hit it together. She's like, I do not want to hear fly, Eagles, fly all motherfucking day out here. Because she's in fucking Pennsylvania. So she got to deal with that. She was like, I do not want to hear this song. That's hella funny. But, you know, we never got the three-peat. We've had a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of teams. I won't even say a whole bunch. Only 9 teams have won back-to-back. But nobody
has
won a three-peat. The Chiefs had 2023 and 2024. Patriots had 2003 and 2004. The Broncos had 97 and 98. Mm-hmm. You had the Cowboys with 92 and 93. This is how far back these are going. This is how rare it's for it to happen.
Formed in 93.
This is how rare it's
happened. What was the Buffalo Bills?
The 49ers are on here. You got 88 and 89. I existed for the 89. As a matter of fact, I didn't even exist for the 89 Super Bowl because if they did it in February, I wasn't born until March.
I existed for both of those.
Whatever, elderly. The Steelers, though, they 78 and 79. The Dolphins had 72 and 73. Fucking in Green Bay, 66 and 67.
And 65.
Technically and 65, but that didn't count. Like the one in 66 didn't count either. Because 67 was when the first Super Bowl counted. So, technically, they've only won one. That's fucked. I'd be mad. I'd be like, listen here, we need to rewrite the rule book real quick.
Rewrite it and give it to them.
That's hella funny. Alright, enough of football.
We all know what's coming up.
Do we? Does everybody know what's coming up?
Hey, Jeremiah, do you remember when Valentine's Day is this year?
Then why do you want to start? Why do you want to start? You know he got amnesia. He don't remember. Valentine's Day's been on the same day for years, centuries, decades, okay? I'm talking since 5th century, it has been on the same motherfucking day. Okay? We talking about 401 A.D., is when the shit, and you telling me you don't know what day Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, if your significant other say they don't know what time or what day Valentine's Day is on, shoot them in the ass.
And like we said last episode, you did it on purpose.
I still deny that I did that on purpose, yeah, like, but yeah, I'm just giving suggestions. I'm just giving suggestions to the ladies and to the gentlemen. Because if that nigga tell you he don't know what day Valentine's Day is on, this year we cutting niggas, okay? If y'all been together 11 years and he don't pop up with a box of chocolate, a balloon, some candies, and some dick, shoot that nigga in the ass.
Wow.
I'm not asking for much. I mean, women don't want much. They don't want much.
You're right, because I just want to be left alone.
That's fine.
You keep your box of chocolate.
You can keep the damn chocolate. I won't seize chocolate, though, with the nuts in it if you're going to get one. But, listen, if we not doing chocolate and balloons, I don't even want a flower. Give me a fucking balloon just so I can tease the damn dog.
I'm allergic to flowers.
You're allergic to fucking flowers now?
Yes. Oh. I've been allergic to flowers.
Okay.
Give me a black rose.
We're going to do one episode on what's going to kill you and what's not. You know.
Social interaction.
This is social interaction.
Yeah, virtually.
No, we are socially interacting.
Yeah, but we've been socially interacting for years.
Hey, you know, people used to think we were dating.
Yes, because she dressed like the whole stud.
That used to make me mad as fuck.
Like, my dad was all,
my dad literally came up to me, hey, so you hitting that? How is it? Hitting what? Bro, I'm not hitting that. No, he was like, no, her brother said y'all was fucking. Nigga, I don't even stay the night over there.
Like, at all.
Like, what the fuck?
It's because we were always, if you're, hey, you're not friends. If
you're and I'm cute y'all together. Y'all not real best really friends if y'all ain't because of
everybody does not think you're having sex. Like, weird. I was like, but we're not having sex. They're like, y'all are always, I don't understand y'all relationship. I was like, if you're not, I guess y'all ain't got no friends then.
That part.
Because what? I thought this was normal. But anyways, that literally is kind of what Valentine's Day is. It was a holiday that celebrates love, friendship, and admiration. However, it's named after Saint Valentine, who is thought to be based on two men executed by the Roman Emperor Claudius II in the 3rd century.
My husband wants to chime in so bad because he wants you to tell about how it was a pagan festival.
Oh, that's coming up.
He wants you to talk about that first.
Okay, okay. Well, they're trying to remove it from the pagan festival because they used to take the blood of animals, sacrifice animals, and whip the blood, women, and walk around the women, slap women. But it was for fertility.
Girl, I don't want to be fertile that damn bad.
And they would run through the streets and slap women with blood on their hands.
You not finna sacrifice an animal and slap. They slapped them with the animal skin and the blood to bestow fertility for the coming year. I don't want to be fertile that bad.
I mean, that's why they're trying to move it away. The Catholic Church had established the holiday to honor their metronome. So the Roman festival says Valentine's Day roots has its ancient Roman festival of Lupercalia. Is that right, Maya?
Mm-hmm. It's Lupercalia.
Lupercalia, right?
Yeah.
Which was celebrated in February, during which the Roman priests would sacrifice animals and use their blood, like we were mentioning, to slap women on the streets as a fertility blessing.
With this, goodness,
yep. And the Christian effort says Valentine's Day was created as a Christian effort to replace the pagan fertility festival. So Saint Valentine, the legend says that one of the men executed a Saint Valentine secretly married Roman soldier. Roman soldiers, which went against the emperor's wishes. Another legend says that Saint Valentine wrote a love letter to a young girl he tortured while in prison, or he tutored while in prison. Sorry.
Same shit.
Signing it from your Valentine, Cupid. The Roman god Cupid is often depicted on Valentine's Day cards as a naked cherub with arrows of love. Cupid was the son of Venus, the Roman goddess of love and beauty. Celebrating Valentine's Day, people celebrate Valentine's Day by sending messages of love and affection to partners, family, and friends. People also give gifts and greetings to express their affection.
Speaking of gifts, greetings, cards, to show their affection, friend, I have a card for you. I want you to read this. It's perfect. I'm gonna let you read that to the fans, to the listeners. Just a little heartfelt thank you for being a friend. Happy Valentine's Day, and a little bit of happy birthday on there. It's very suiting for you.
All right, Valentine. You're so cute, it kills me. You're such a sweet potato. I really care about you. My heart is full of love for you, it leaks. Please know, it's a little corny, but I will love you till the end of time. If there's a bunch of vegetables.
I saw that shit and I was all like, her little vegetable eating ass is getting this card. So if your husband doesn't get you anything, at least I got you a card that you're welcome.
Thank you. It's fitting considering my diet. It's like, oh, well.
I saw that I was looking for something for him, but I saw that and I was like, yeah, she needs this. I was actually going to give it to Jonte so he could give it to you. And I'm like, he's not stealing my credit for these corny ass jokes. This is all me right here. That's hella funny. Freaking Valentine's Day is in America. They went to remove the religion from it, and it's become one of the most popular holidays on our calendar that is celebrated. It brings in $14 billion annually just from cards, gifts, flowers, chocolates. It became popular in the United States in 1840. So since 1840, America, the U.S. of A., has been celebrating Valentine's Day. So again, if that nigga tell you he don't know what day Valentine's Day is on, he don't know his history. Tell that nigga to look up a calendar so he never forgets what day Valentine's Day is on again.
Maybe you should, instead of calling it Valentine's Day, just use the pagan one.
Yeah.
It's time to slap blood on bitches' faces. Pow! You might remember.
And don't. I'm going to let him be quiet back there. We're just going to let that run through. Either way, happy Valentine's Day. I think our next episode will be coming back to tell you how our Valentine's Day went. So if I'm not here, I'm in jail because he forgot what year it was on again. Or what day, I should say.
Well, after all of this, I highly doubt that.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
So you really think that?
I'm just saying.
If you get a text, you know where to find.
I don't have your bail money right now.
Oof. Better make it.
So please do not get locked up. No. Let it go. It's just a day.
That's right. We got to put the bail money aside for DJ.
You, girl. Because I would have been.
Telling you. That's crazy. Looking, you want to end this with a high time, a drunk tale? You got something to tell? Do you got a funny or romantic Valentine's Day
story? Romantic?
You got a romantic Valentine's Day story?
Do you?
I don't think. Listen, I got a funny one. I got a funny one. It was. No, because that one pissed me off too.
It seems like a trend today. You might as well go with it.
Just the whole episode, just me angry. This is me. I'm upset. Fucking. So, what was it? I don't even know what year this was, but we went on a double date for Valentine's Day. We went to play, I think it was mini golf. It was glow in the dark fucking mini golf. And my friends, I think he was her boyfriend at the time. It was back when they first started dating. So we went there, played the game, then there was some arcade game. We started playing the arcade game. As we get ready to leave, mind you, there is liquor involved. We ain't never seen sober. So me and him, we come out and he hands me something. He goes, here, it's a memento. And this was, I would have to say this was about when we first, like roughly first, second year of us together. Which today, by the way, well, since you guys listened to this Wednesday, on Sunday the 9th, it was me and his 11 years of being together as a couple, not our wedding anniversary, but just us being united as one-ish, half of one, three-fourths of one, I don't know. But anyways, he hands me this freaking hockey puck. It's a green freaking hockey puck. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, bro, what is this? Why are you handing me this? He was like, it's a memento for you to remember this day with you and your boo. And I'm like, where did you get this fucking hockey puck from? And he was like, I stole it from the arcade. Sir, take it the fuck back. Why are you? I don't want to be anywhere near a part of your criminal activities. You installed, it's an arcade and you gonna steal the damn hockey puck from the air hockey table? That man, what did he do? Another freaking time we stopped going on double dates with them. Because the next double date we go on with them, he sees that the employee break room is open. The door to it. Again, we're at an arcade at a bowling alley this time. He saw the employee door open. I shit you not. Again, alcohol is involved. The man runs in there. He goes, I'm gonna go in there. No, the fuck you're not. Yeah, watch my back. Whistle if somebody comes. First of all, sir, I can't whistle, so that's not a good idea. We shouldn't do that. This man goes in there anyway, comes back with a half a box of pizza and some popsicles. Bro, what the hell are you doing? He was all like, nigga, this was just in here, bro. I was like, it ain't just in there. That's the employee break room. It's probably somebody fucking food. Go put it back. He was like, well, I already ate a slice, so I kind of got to keep it. Like, what the fuck? That man was so unhinged. Every time we went out, it was something crazy he was doing. That's the best I got to be romantic for you right now.
Yeah, I'm not romantic at all. Like,
We romantic, bitch. I'm the type of bitch that throws some rose petals on the floor for you. Yeah. I got massage rocks that I warm up and rub your back and shit. I don't do it all the time, but on Valentine's Day, I make sure I always take care of my boo.
Just put some skulls on the headboard, you know, some black rose petals.
Huh? You said what? I'm sorry, the background? What happened?
I said with a paintball gun.
If your nigga need to be shot in the ass with a paintball gun, make sure it's an accident when it happens.
No accident, but premeditated.
It wasn't premeditated. The shit happened in the moment, right then and there.
So, crime and passion?
Thank you.
There was no passion.
I got relief from it, so I felt passion. Passion is in the eye of the beholder.
It's not beauty.
Well, the only story I got for you guys is, God, it was many, many years ago. It was a while ago. So, I ate this edible cookie. I was told and warned to only eat half.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about.
So, like, I ate the half at first.
This ain't even love related.
And then, it's love. She gave it to me with love.
She gave it to you. She baked it with love.
She baked it with
love.
She
baked it to make you die.
And then, so, she said, she's only eat half. So, I was like, okay. And I only ate the half, so I wrapped the other part up and I sat it in my pocket. And I was like, as I already started feeling the effects, but then I had the munchies. So I was looking for something to eat. And then I forgot, like, it was an edible cookie that was in the pocket. I was like, ooh, a cookie. But forgetting that I was only supposed to eat the half because I was thinking this was just a regular cookie, even though I'm the one that put it in my pocket. It just shows how slow I am sometimes. So yeah, I
spelled Xbox wrong today, okay? We slow.
All right. So I eat the other half, but I'm like, because I'm so hungry, and I just eat the other half, and I scarf it down. And I'm like, still hungry. So then I go in, and I grab another one, because they're in the bag on top of the refrigerator. So I was like, I have to get a chair, obviously. I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and get another one. I'm like, oh, these cookies are super good. And she was like, is that the second one? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh. I was like, oh, shit, it's the edible. I still finished it, and then I sat down. I
said, no cookies go wasted over here.
Like, no cookies getting wasted.
Hey, you was big then, too, huh?
I was a little bigger, yeah.
That's crazy.
And so I sat down. I figured, you know, I can handle it. I'm good. No, within 20 minutes, I had to call her because I was panicking because I didn't know where my legs were.
Hey, that was the night y'all told Jalen the secret, huh?
Yes.
We're not opening that book up. That one is locked, sealed, and delivered.
But I was like, oh my God. She was like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know where my legs are. And she was just like, what are you doing?
Didn't she have to take you on a walk?
Yes. She was like, get up. We're going to walk. So you realize that your legs are attached to you.
She said, I don't know where my legs are.
I was like, I don't know where my legs are. And she's like, they're attached to your body. I was like, no, they're not. I don't feel them even though I'm touching them. But, like, I literally could not feel them. I was, like, gone. I was just like, you have to help me because I'm supposed to go on this walk with Angel, but I can't find my legs. And she's just like...
I'm just like, first of all, y'all didn't invite me. Are y'all drunk? I'm concerned at this point. I'm like, is she having a stroke? Like, what is really going on?
And I was talking like a sloth. So sloth mode was activated.
She was hella slow, but giggling fast.
It was more like, I can't find my legs. And she was like, excuse me? I was like...
And then the silent professional.
Excuse me? She's like, excuse me? And I was all... I don't know where my legs are. And she's just like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? And I was like, I'm trying to get up, and I don't know where the legs are. I need them attached back so I can take this walk to the store. And she's just like, what are you on? I was like, I just had cookies. And she's just like, what kind? Where's Angel? And then, like, I had to get the phone to Angel. And Angel's explaining to her, she told me to only eat the half of the cookie. And I got the munchies and I ate more. And now I'm on the ground trying to figure out where my legs are. So
I'm getting the damn ground.
I was on the ground.
She's like, I just can't believe I have legs or not.
She's like, it was like Della. I just sat down. I was like, I don't know where my legs are. find them. And then, like, I was panicking. I was like, you have
to. Mind you, I live across town from where she was at that time. And I'm like, girl, I'm not going to drive over here. This nighttime.
Like, you got to help me
find your leg. And there's people around you. Where is your husband? Where the girl who gave you the drugs? Take her find that shit. What you call me for? Ma'am, I am in bed.
I was like, but I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are. That, oh, God. I would say that that was the last time, but it wasn't. Like, I've done that before with the gummy worms. I had the munchies. Oh,
them edibles.
It went back and started eating the gummy bears. I thought they were the regular ones, and I was just like, oh, I did it again. And they were just like,
that was me with the toast. We're going to have to save that. We're not giving y'all all the high times today. Because we got to give a high time at the end of every podcast, a high time or a drunk tale. Y'all can't get all the stories in one episode, but just know there are plenty. Not to say that we promote drug use, alcohol abuse, or any of that other stuff. If you're an alcoholic, get help. Figure out what's really wrong with you.
It was an accident. I literally only planned on eating the half just to see how it was. And then I got hungry.
Hubby done did the same thing with one of them black and white cookies.
I was like, ooh, cookie. Cookie Monster, eat it, and then you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was wild.
And you forget how to breathe, bitch?
Multiple times. So I'm like, oh, this way. Exhale. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get on out of here. You know, Wednesdays, we always keep it a little bit shorter. But next week, we going to talk. That ain't even a normal.
It is.
Is it?
It's multiple on there.
She over here confusing the hell out of me with these damn intros. We working on an intro for y'all. We got some stuff coming. But next episode, Saturday, we'll see y'all. We're going to talk about these plane crash conspiracies going on. Because something in the air.
Yeah, I'm very upset about that latest one in Alaska. Because, like... I'm sorry.
Hey, they're not even talking about that. I want you to know.
Which is wild, because I'm like, 10 people lost their lives. It was one of our carriers. So, like, the only reason I knew that there was something wrong with the plane, because we had to track it to figure out where the boxes were.
She gonna give you the rest.
And that, you gotta come back. Oh, my God.
If you want to hear the rest of that, you gotta come back. We're gonna cover a little bit of Beyonce. That was really hard to say. It's gonna be finally my country episode, baby. I'm ready. I got my pages ready.
I saw her notes. And I was ready. Like, oh, so we doing this?
We doing this. Okay. I need to talk about it. We're gonna talk a little Grammy talk. We're gonna give you another historical woman. Talk about some things. But y'all have a good night. Enjoy this. If you listen this long, tell me who you was rooting for in the Super Bowl, and how do you feel about Kendrick's performance?
Petty. Petty level 1,000.
Hey, Petty, that's a new level unlocked.
Hey, Drake.
We out. Y'all have a good night.